Local business and environmental leaders are asking U.S. Representative Kathy Castor to help convince other members of Congress to support a major energy bill. They say it would increase renewable energy production, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and create green jobs. More than a dozen people, including Phil Compton, regional representative for the Sierra Club, met with members of Castor's staff in Tampa this morning.
The Waxman-Markey bill is the bill in the U.S. House of Representatives that is in the Energy and Commerce Committee right now. Henry Waxman is the chair of that committee, and that is the climate change bill. That incorporates renewable electricity standards, that has energy efficiency standards, cap and trade, and really everything that you would want could and should be in that bill. There's a lot of action right now to compromise the bill. The utilities are saying you have to water it down for it to be acceptable.
Waxman told reporters on Tuesday that a compromise had been reached on the bill to appease some fossil fuel state Democrats. It would require greenhouse gas emissions to be cut by only 17% by 2020 from 2005 levels. Longer-term emission limits would not change, Waxman said, from original figures of 85% cuts by 2050. States would also be required to meet minimum renewable energy standards under the new bill. But the mandates are lower than environmentalists had hoped because energy efficiency gains could be counted as part of the 20% renewable quota that must be met by 2025. Representative Castor is a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. The Sierra Club's Phil Compton says a federal renewable energy standard is needed.
It addresses the failure of the state of Florida to enact a renewable electricity standard in the session that just ended, because we would have a federal standard.
The bill's text will be released on Thursday, Waxman said. Discussion would begin on Monday, and a final version of the bill will be ready by Memorial Day. Because of the quick timetable, and because of resistance among some Democrats and Republicans, Compton says it will take a lot of action, a lot of work, to rally support for the bill.
And we hope that Kathy Castor prevails upon the 17 Democrats on that committee who aren't quite sure how they feel about climate change, and to get them to see that this is the best thing for America, to get our economy back in order, to get jobs out there, because the green jobs are the best source of new jobs for our economy.
WMNF attempted to find out whether Representative Castor plans on lobbying other members of Congress to support the legislation, but she did not respond by airtime. Yogi Goswami, co-director of the Clean Energy Research Center at the University of South Florida, says this climate legislation is important for two reasons.
This is the future of our energy. And number two, that this is going to result in economic development. That number of jobs you create from clean energy are seven times more than you would with the conventional energy for the same amount of energy output. And this has been analyzed, reported, and so if you can create that many jobs, then it makes sense to go this route. The other is the economic development that it brings.
Before the group met with Representative Castor's staff, they held a press conference. It was organized by the progressive activist group MoveOn.org Political Action. Joe Illingworth is a Tampa Bay coordinator with MoveOn.org.
Our country and the entire earth is headed towards an ecological disaster. The things we've done in the past, drill, 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 baby, just don't work anymore. We've been going down a path that used to be successful and is now headed for calamity. We've poured billions of dollars into research for coal and oil, making gasoline engines efficient, coal plants as efficient as they are, and so forth. Now is the time to move those dollars and that economic funding to clean energy, to green energy, to things that are going to be the energy of the future instead of the things of the past.
Well-directed funds for renewable energies are needed in the state and from the federal government, according to Rex James of Solar Direct in Bradenton, who has been in the solar power business since 1976.
It's critical now that we keep the rebate monies that are dwindling. They're infinitesimally small in the grand scheme of things. $5 million for the solar rebate program in solar is probably 1/100 the amount that the lobbyists and lawyers get to put together a nuclear power plant.
Corey Watson, an energy consultant with Eco Technologies, also favors solar rebates. He says there are other incentives the government could provide.
We are in favor of renewable energy credits as a mechanism for corporate entities to control their carbon emissions. And we also staunchly support renewable energy dividends to put purchasing power into individuals' and small businesses' hands.